ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 27, Attack by Chandavega on the City of King Paranjana, The Character of Kala Kanya, Part 6, Purport to Verses 13 through 20.
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya.
Time is figuratively described herein as Chandavega. Since time and tide wait for no man, time is herein called Chandavega, which means very swiftly passing away. As time passes, it is calculated in terms of years. 1 year containing 360 days, and the soldiers of Chandavega herein mentioned represent these days. Time passes swiftly. Chandavega's powerful soldiers of Gandharva Loka very swiftly carry away all the days of our lives. And as the sun rises and sets, the sun snatches away the balance of our lifespan. Thus, as each day passes, each one of us loses some of life's duration. It is therefore said that the duration of one's life cannot be saved. But if one is engaged in devotional service, one's time cannot be taken away by the sun, as stated in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Ayur Harati Vai Pungsam Udyan Astang Chayan Asau. The conclusion is that if one wants to make oneself immortal, then he or she should give up sense gratification. For by engaging oneself instead in devotional service, one can gradually enter into the eternal kingdom of God. Mirages and other illusory things are sometimes called Gandharvas. Losing our lifespan is taken as the advancement of age. This imperceptible passing away of the days of life is figuratively referred to herein as Gandharvas. And as will be explained later, such Gandharvas are both male and female. This indicates that both men and women lose their lifespan imperceptibly by the force of time, which is herein described as Chandavega. Days have been compared to the soldiers of Chandavega. Night is generally the time for sex enjoyment. Days are considered to be white, and nights are considered to be black. Or, from another point of view, there are two kinds of nights, black nights and white nights. All these days and nights combine to pass away our lifespan and everything we manufacture for sense gratification. Material activity means manufacturing things for sense gratification. Scientists are conducting research to find out how we can satisfy our senses more and more elaborately. In this Kali Yuga, the demoniac mentality is employed in manufacturing various machines to facilitate the process of sense gratification. There are so many machines for ordinary household activities. There are machines for washing dishes, cleansing the floor, shaving, clipping hair. Why, today, everything is done by machine. All these facilities for sense gratification are described herein as Sarva Kama Virnirmitam. However, The time factor is so strong that not only is our span of life being expended, but all the machines and facilities for sense gratification are also deteriorating. Herein, therefore, the word vilumpanti, plundering, is used. Everything is being plundered from the very beginning of our lives. This plundering of our possessions and lifespan begins with the day of one's birth. But the day will come when death will finish everything, and the living entity will have to enter another body to begin another chapter of life and again begin the cycle of material sense gratification. Prahlada Maharaj describes this process as punak punash charvita charvananam. Materialistic life means chewing the chewed again and again. The central point of material life is sense gratification. In different types of bodies, the living entity enjoys various senses, and through creating various types of facilities, one chews the chewed. So whether we squeeze sugar out of the sugar cane with our teeth or a machine, the result is the same: sugar cane juice. We may discover many ways to squeeze the juice out of the sugar cane, but the result is the same. When one is sleeping, the life air remains active in different dreams. The five hoods of the snake indicate that the life air is surrounded by five kinds of air known as prana, apana, dhyana, udana, and samana. While the body is inactive, the prana or life air is active. Up to the age of 50, one can actively work for sense gratification, but after the 50th year, one's energy decreases, although one can, with great strain, work for maybe 2 or 3 years more, perhaps up to the 55th year. Thus, the 55th year is generally taken by government regulations as the final year before retirement. The energy, which is fatigued after 50 years, is figuratively described herein as a serpent with 5 hoods. The 360 days and 360 nights combine to become the 720 soldiers of Chandavega, or time. And one has to fight these soldiers throughout one's lifespan, beginning with birth and ending with death. This fight is called the struggle for existence, as mentioned by Krishna in chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita, Prakriti Shtani Karshati. However, despite this struggle, the living entity does not die, as confirmed in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says that the living entity is eternal. Na jayate mriyate va kadachin. Nayam bhutva bhavita va na bhuya. Ajo nitya shaspato yang purana. Nahanyate hanyamane sharire. For the soul, there is never birth nor death, nor, having once been, does she ever cease to be. She is unborn, eternal, ever existing, undying and primeval. She is not slain when the body is slain. So, in actuality, the living entity does not take birth, nor does the living entity ever die. But she has to fight with the stringent laws of material nature throughout the entire span of one's lifetime. She must also face different kinds of miserable conditions. Despite all this, the living entity, due to illusion, thinks that she is well situated in sense gratification. The living entity resides within the body and struggles for existence with the limbs of the body, which are referred to herein as citizens and friends. One can struggle alone with many soldiers for some time, but not for all time. The living entity within the body can struggle up to the limit of 100 years with good luck, but after that, it is not possible to prolong the struggle, and thus the living entity submits and falls victim. In this regard, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Vridha Kala Aola Sabha Shuka Bhagala. When one becomes old, it becomes impossible to enjoy material happiness. Generally, people think that religion and piety come at the end of one's life, and at this time, one generally becomes meditative and takes to some so-called yogic process to relax in the name of meditation. Meditation, however, is simply a farce for those who have enjoyed life in sense gratification. As described by Krishna in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, dhyana, dharana, or meditation, is a difficult subject matter that one has to learn from one's very youth. To meditate, one must restrain oneself from all kinds of sense gratification. Unfortunately, meditation has now become a fashion for those who are overly addicted to sensual things. Such meditation is defeated by the struggle for existence. Sometimes such meditative processes pass for transcendental meditation. King Paranjana, representing the living entity, being thus victimized by the hard struggle for existence, took to this kind of transcendental meditation with his friends and relatives. Government men, including kings, presidents, secretaries, and ministers, are in a position to utilize taxes collected from the citizens for sense gratification. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam that in this Kali Yuga, government men, Rajanyas, and those connected with the government, as well as exalted government ministers, secretaries, and presidents, will all simply collect taxes for sense gratification. The government is naturally top-heavy, and without increasing taxes, the government cannot maintain itself. However, when taxes are collected, they are utilized for the sense gratification of the government officials. Such irresponsible politicians forget that there will be a time when death will come to take away all their sense gratification. Some of them are convinced that after life, everything is finished. This atheistic theory was conceived long ago by a philosopher called Charvaka. Charvaka recommended that man should live very opulently by either begging, borrowing, or stealing. Charvaka also maintained that one should not be afraid of death, neither afraid of the next life or the past life, or even an impious life, because after the body is burnt to ashes, everything is finished. This is the philosophy of those who are too much materially addicted. Such philosophizing will not save one from the danger of death, nor will it save one from an abominable afterlife. And so, in due course of time, when the body becomes old and practically invalid, it is subject to jarrah, the sufferings of old age. There are four basic kinds of suffering: birth, old age, disease, and death. And no scientist or philosopher has ever been able to make a solution to these four miserable conditions. The invalidity of old age, known as jarrah, is figuratively explained here as Kala Kanya, the daughter of time. No one likes her, but she is very much anxious to accept anyone as her husband. No one likes to become old and invalid, but this is inevitable for everyone. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Shabha Shuka Bhagala, all kinds of happiness disappear in old age. Consequently, no one likes old age or jarrah. Thus, jarrah, as the daughter of time, is known as a most unfortunate daughter. She was, however, at one time accepted by a great king, Yayati. Yayati was cursed by his father-in-law, Shukra Acharya, to accept jarrah, the daughter of time. When Shukra Acharya's daughter, Devayani, was married to King Yayati, one of her friends named Sharmishta went with Devayani. Later, King Yayati became very much attached to Sharmishta, and so Devayani complained to her father. Consequently, Shukra Acharya cursed King Yayati to become prematurely old. King Yayati had five youthful sons, and he begged all of them to exchange their youth for his old age. No one agreed except the youngest son, whose name was Puru. And upon accepting Yayati's old age, Puru was given the kingdom. It is said that two of Yayati's other sons, being disobedient to their father, were given kingdoms outside of India, most probably Turkey and Greece. The purport is that one may accumulate wealth and all kinds of material opulences, but during old age, one cannot enjoy them. Although Puru attained his father's kingdom, he could not enjoy all the opulence, for he had sacrificed his youth. One should not wait for old age in order to become Krishna conscious. Due to the invalidity of old age, one cannot make progress in Krishna consciousness, however opulent one may be materially. Recorded December 2, 2023, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Om Tat Sat.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Yasodanandana Gopi Janaranjana Jamunatira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varada Hari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varada Hari Yasoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana Jamunat Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varada Hari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana Jamunat Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varada Hari Yasoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana Jamunat Tira Vanachari Jamunat Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varada Hari Yasoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana Jamunat Tira Vanachari Jaya Tansara Taupango Mama Manga Matagati Matsarvasva Padambuja Radha Madana Mohanao Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jaya Govinda Jaya Gopal Keshava Madhava Dina Doyal Dina Doyal Prabhu Dina Doyal Dina Doyal Prabhu Dina Doyal Shama Sundara Kanayalal Giri Varada Hari Nanda Dulal Nanda Dulal Prabhu Nanda Dulal Nanda Dulal Prabhu Nanda Dulal Achutki Shava Sri Radha Madhava Govinda Gopala Hari Achutki Shava Sri Radha Vallava Govinda Gopala Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda 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 Jaya Jaya Govinda Hari Gopala Hari Gopala Hari Govinda Hari Jaya Rama Hari Jaya Krishna Hari Jaya Krishna Hari Jaya Rama Hari Jaya Jaya Deva Hari Shachinandana Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Jaya Gaura Hari Nithai Gauranga Gaura Hari Nithai Gauranga Gaura Hari Nithai Gauranga Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare. namaha.